Welcome to the OSCON 2011 podcast, episode 4.
OMG, OSCON is next week.
This week, we're talking about
all the late breaking news. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2011.
I'm Ed.
I'm Sarah.
And this is the OSCON 2011 podcast.
From disruption to default. So this is our fourth OSCON podcast. OSCON will, in fact, be held in the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon, July 25th through 29th. Yes, that's next week. You can read all about it at www.oscon.com. If you want to talk about the conference on Twitter, please use #OSCON, #OSCONJ, or #OSCOND. So, Ed, what do we have that's not in the program yet?
Well, there's been a bunch of things that have come in at the last moment, as is pretty usual for OSCON, so I thought we could talk about a few of those, let people know things that they might not have seen ahead of time.
There does seem to be some fun stuff, so...
There is. I'll jump straight in and tell you I'm very happy that we got Miguel de Casa coming to speak. Now, if you've been around open source for a while, you know that first he was involved in creating the GNOME desktop with Nat Friedman, and then the Mono project, which is open source implementation of .NET. Now that company, Zimian, got bought out by Novell. Very recently, Novell got bought out by somebody else. Anyway, the upshot of it all is that Miguel and a bunch of other Mono developers are no longer at Novell, but have formed a company called Xamarin. And Nat Friedman has come back from Germany to join Miguel in leading this company. And they've just announced that they've got all the rights to Mono from Novell. And so he's going to be there talking about what the future is. But the most exciting thing about this is that they're focusing on cross-platform mobile development. And Miguel and Nat are really passionate about providing a decent environment for developers. So
they also seem to be passionate about company names that begin with X.
Yeah, I keep thinking it's Tamarin, but it's not. It's Xamarin. So check out Miguel.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting space, and it's really exciting to have him in.
I think so. Well, turns out that mobile is pretty much an area where we get a lot of the late-breaking news in. Another thing I'm very excited about is a session from Philip Lindsay on developing Android accessories. Now, Philip, who has the wonderful domain name rancidbacon.com, endlessly entertaining, is already teaching our development session on Arduino earlier in the week. Now, if you're Google I.O. or checked out the news, you know that Google have launched an accessory development platform, and it's all based around Arduino, which is a bit of a coup for open hardware.
Definitely.
So it's pretty cool to get him in at the last moment to talk about developing Arduino-based accessories for Android phones and tablets, and you should go along, and it's basically enough to get you started.
Yeah, it sounds like we've got a pretty robust open hardware space, too. It just keeps getting little bits more added in, which I'm very excited about.
Absolutely. And, of course, the best hot pot of all is Ignite, which you're organizing, Sarah.
I am, in fact, doing the Ignite this year. I will be doing the emceeing and the curation with Brian Aker. And we've got some fun stuff ahead here, so we're going to be looking at continuing the kind of geek lifestyle theme. Ignite's a great platform for that. So we're going to be talking about things like barehanded music making. We also have some technical fun, like...
I didn't know bears had hands.
Well, I think that's actually spelled slightly differently. We're also going to be talking about DevOps anti-patterns. There's going to be a talk about that from Aaron Blue. Negotiating during hard times. We want to kind of round out people, not just technically, but we do have some of that. One of the talks I'm really curious about is In Search of the Gender Divide. Can a male in the software industry comprehend why there are so few women developers? This could be either spectacular or a spectacle, but I'm hoping that Thomas Fraunhofer does really well by us.
It does trouble me occasionally, you know, because we think a lot about this topic as conference organizers.
Definitely.
Whether it is actually possible for a man to understand the problems that women face in technology and open source.
On the other hand, I know it's a hateful thing for women to always be talking about women in technology, but I may pull out an Ignite and slide myself into this somewhere to kind of do the counterpoint. We'll see.
That sounds like fun anyway.
Yeah. We also have, we'll have Oh, the Methods You'll Compose, which is going to be in verse, of course.
Who's doing that?
Tim Berglund.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited about that. Yeah. He's doing a few things this year. We also have The Diabolical Developer by Marjan Fairberg. So we will see what we find.
And that's on Monday night?
This is all Monday night, 7 p.m. Any of you who may be familiar with Ignites, there's often a game ahead of time. We're not going to put a game ahead because we've got compressed schedules and all sorts of fun other stuff going on. But we are going to have Justin Martinson, who does Seattle's Ignite Games, talk about Ignite Games. So that'll be fun.
So we're going to have a meta game.
We'll have a meta game, exactly.
I think that's perfect.
We only have 5 minutes for the game, so we're going to have a meta game about games.
Okay, well, tenuous link, right?
Definitely.
From meta games to meta languages.
There you go.
You know, JavaScript is a pretty sucky language to a lot of people.
I've heard that, but it still seems to be the hot new thing.
It is, and those Rails guys have a lot of chutzpah, and there's this thing going around called CoffeeScript, which is basically a new syntax for JavaScript that then you compile down to JavaScript and so on. That, I think, ships with Rails 3, and quite a lot of people are getting excited about it. So we added a session from Scott Davis called CoffeeScript, A New Hope for JavaScript. Already, when I've been talking about this with people, it's clearly controversial, definitely interesting, and worth heading along to.
Yeah, his description was hysterical. JavaScript is the language everyone loves to hate, from its pathological global fetish to its weird take on object orientation. Prototypes? Really? It's hard to believe that JavaScript has not only survived for the past 15 years, but continues to thrive.
It is the kudzu of the internet.
It is the kudzu of the internet. That is an excellent point. Oh, so we also had fun with keynotes this last week. We've added another female keynote speaker, Karen Sandler. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, Karen is interested and can talk about a lot of things. She's just taken over as director of the GNOME Foundation from Stormy Peters, who keynoted last year, and obviously has done a lot of amazing work at the Software Freedom Law Center.
We get 15 minutes of her time to share all sorts of wisdom with us.
It's pretty exciting.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. It's only a week out, and I'm sure there's something we're forgetting, because that's always the way these things go. But we do want to go ahead and highlight those things.
Yeah, well, I think we're pretty much all set now. The only thing left to decide is which parties we're going to go to.
Ooh, that's tomorrow's planning session, right?
Absolutely. Social secretary is the most important add-on you can bring to OSCON.
Yes, I will have to look into finding myself one. Well, there's still plenty of time to register. The schedule is, in fact, live, including some of these late-breaking editions. Go take a look, and there are, as we've mentioned a number of times, more than 300 sessions presented by nationally and internationally known presenters, authors, gurus, and even general know-it-alls.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Ed. We'll try and keep his talking to a minimum. If geeks can't rule the Earth, at least we're all going to rule the Oregon Convention Center the last week of July, which, again, scary as it is next week.
Okay, well, I'm going to say until next time, but I think until our post-show hurrah wrap-up, it's time to say goodbye for now.
Although, we have our sound engineer joining us at OSCON, so we might be able to do something from there.
We should do that. I know we're going to be live on what is O'Reilly TV, streaming video and so on from OSCON.com while we're at the show doing daily wrap-ups.
Yeah, but we'll be able to maybe get a little bit of audio out as well here and there.
So if you want to email us,
in the last moments here, if you want to email feedback to oscon-podcast@oreilly.com.
You can tweet at us using @oscon. You could probably Google Plus us these days as well.
That's true.
If you find Sarah Novotny or Ed Dumbbell on Google. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful personal system with no brand accounts. It's great. Or Twitter.
We also have hashtags. Mm-hmm. OSCON, OSCONJ, or OSCOND.
And if you send us feedback, we'll give you free beer.
Ah, yes, that's true. Hit us up for beers. You have been listening to the OSCON 2011 podcast.
From Disruption to Default.
Featuring Ed Dumbhill of O'Reilly Media.
And Sarah Novotny of Blue Gecko.
This podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Media.
The Oscom 2011 sound engineer and producer is Rich Goyette.
And the show notes and past episodes can be found online at oscon.com/podcast. Thanks, and we hope to see you at the show.
Goodbye.